Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into the second hour. We've been talking about real issues here, torture, you name it, the things that are going on in this country. And I tell you, we'll be going to some more of your calls here in just a moment. In fact, let's just go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Couple things for you. I did listen in the NPR, the BBC. 10 new members of the EU. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, they've been having that in the pike for a while. Eastern European countries, now they're going to add some more.
Now, what's Tony Blair's role going to be in all this?
They promised Tony Blair that if he can force England onto the euro to give up their currency and sovereignty, that he'll get the EU presidency next. It's supposed to rotate.
Well, he'll be Tony Blair, the Antichrist, then, huh?
I don't think so. I don't get into, you know, who the Antichrist is.
I know. Well, look, that's who he'll be if he becomes president. Another thing, there's New World Order propaganda in Law and Order last night. They were against the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, that's who the group was they were looking for. They were described in the show as a group that was against the New World Order. I guess that doesn't surprise you, huh? But I never seen
that
before.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if it's Law and Order, L.A. Law, Threat Matrix, any of these shows, the evil terrorists talk about how they love freedom and the Second Amendment, and the saviors have to torture them to get all the answers from them, and have to violate their rights to keep us all safe. And then police watch that and imprint on that psychologically.
Yeah, well, yeah, people watch that and think, oh, yeah, that's normal police work, right?
And that's what they think. It's all part of just a massive conditioning program.
And what do you know about, Tex Mars talked about something called Project Lucid. What is that?
Well, back in 95, he got the public documents about the plan to put chips in us, the RFID chips. He was the first report on that I know of.
Uh-huh.
And that was coming up on 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And now it's all mainstream news.
Are they still going for Project Lucid?
Yeah, that was the name of the project then. But, yeah, that's the overall program you see.
And what's Lucid stand for?
Lucent Technologies. And that was a division of Bell Labs, but they just used the name.
Okay, and... in my local library, now, if you don't have a card, they give you a card with a barcode on it to type in numbers to get on the computer, which means if you had your own card, you'd have to put in your own numbers. They claim it's for time purposes, make sure you're not on more than your time, but they could track what you look at that instead of just signing up for the computer on a piece of paper. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You put in the numbers from your card, to use the computer.
I know. It's about tracking and getting a record of everything.
Yeah. Now,
hey, I got to let you go, sir. I appreciate it, Kevin. Muhammad in Colorado. Go ahead, Muhammad.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Listen, somebody who's been from Afghanistan, I know most Americans, when they see these pictures of Iraqis being tortured, they kind of act shocked, and some of them are in total denial. This stuff's been happening. 4 months ago, Amnesty International came out and said U.S. soldiers treat Afghans worse, or even in some cases worse, than the Russian soldiers treated the Afghans.
Well, yeah, that's the point. That's the point, that all this has been public. Why are they now bringing it out, is the question.
Exactly. And the thing is, Alex, you know, when Amnesty International went ahead and did that, they hired ex-Soviet secret police members they found called the KHAD police, KHAD. Now they just stand behind the door while they do the torturing, so they won't dirty their hands. And, I mean, I can give you quite a list, but...
U.S. troops stood behind Northern Alliance as they mowed down over 1,000 people.
Yeah, there's a book on Amy Goodman. He was a guest. His name is George Monbiot. It's called Manifesto for the New World Order. I think this guy has as a guest. I think he talked about a lot of stuff you're talking about.
Hey, I hear you. I appreciate the call. All right, my friends, a lot of news and information coming up. Stay with us.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, man, my adrenaline is flowing today. Well, I got the answer on that show. It's the Barry Lynn show, and he used to do a point counterpoint with Oliver North. I guess it's kind of a Democrat slash libertarian broadcast, and the networks got added a bunch of satellites, and I think that's what you heard. And I totally do not agree with it, but I'm certainly not going to sit here and give somebody attention and promote something I don't believe in. You know, I mean, it's like Democracy Now with Amy Goodman that Muhammad just mentioned. It's on locally 5 nights a week here in Austin at 6 o'clock at night. And about 90% of it is really good information. The New World Order, how the big banks control it, Greg Palast. And then they've got anti-gun and abortion stuff. And that's just hell on earth. That 10% is pure poison. And so that's why you don't hear me out promoting, you know, Democracy Now or something. Democracy Now would have Sybil Edmonds on. They were able to get her on. We've been trying desperately. The FBI translator who was ordered to falsify the documents. And so, again, they'll bring all this information out, but then Democrats hear it and think, oh, see, the Democratic Party's good. They'll expose all of this. But it's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. It's the same paradigm. The Democrats, the underground Democrat TV shows and radio shows, are allowed to expose the neocons as horrible demons. But when a Democrat gets in office, they'll be and have been completely mum on the subject. Just like so-called conservatives like Rush Limbaugh will tell you all the dirt and the corruption of Bill Clinton. But then when a George Bush gets in office, they won't. So see, you're always still caught in the New World Order system, in the left hand or the right hand of this beast. And so that's what's happening. That's what's developing out there. And, you know, personally, it's very destructive. Just like, again, the big neocon talk shows that call for arresting anybody that disagrees with the government, because after all, they're just evil liberals. And then when you do that, when you call for that, what conservatives don't understand is that's setting the precedent for it to happen to everybody. And if it was just going to happen to the, quote, liberals, I would be against it. It's totally un-American. But the so-called conservative movement that's in power right now has FEMA out at breakneck speed, teaching the police, teaching the military, the local constabularies, that homeschoolers, Christians, conservatives, gun owners are bad. And so you have big corporations behind the neocon movement, but they're also behind the whole so-called, you know, watered-down liberal movement. And they only give you a certain spectrum, a certain slice of the big picture. They don't give you the big picture. That's why this broadcast is able to have liberal listeners, conservative listeners, but they don't stay liberal or conservative. They become constitutionalists. They become freedom lovers. I'm able to deprogram Democrats on abortion because I go to the heart of the matter, the eugenics, how Hitler was for it, how they've sold it to us. I'm able to deprogram a liberal and get them to become pro-Second Amendment if they're being honest. Now, if they're employed by this government or by this system, they're not going to change their mind on gun control because that's what they're paid to say. So that's why this broadcast is different than others. Okay, we're going to go to some more calls here in a few minutes. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Speaking of liberal talk radio, they had Al Franken and all these so-called heavy hitters. They put them on talk radio. They bought time on a bunch of big marquee stations. Totally flopped. Fell on its face because of the demographics. People who at least think they're conservative and who want alternative news tune in to talk radio. And the liberal view, the way they construct it, is so counterintuitive and so elitist that no one will listen to it. And so that's why after less than a month on the air, Air America is gone. I mean, I think it's still on like one or two stations because no one wants to listen to it. No one is going to support it. Look, this is how it works. The liberals that are in power are busy as university professors or corporate executives. They know it's a parasitic system. They're busy sucking off the system. And then you've got a mass of disenfranchised welfare people who've been put on the plantation. They're not going to listen to talk radio. They don't have any money to buy anything from the advertisers. That's why it's a complete failure, a square wheel. And that's why it'll be a complete failure and a square wheel. It's amazing. But again, that's a sad thing. I wish Democracy Now would get into Bill Clinton's death list, all the people he had murdered. I wish they get into how he was business partners with the Bushes and how that was all staged. I wish they get into real issues. I wish the neocons would, but they're busy keeping you all in your same old box. And it's just amazing. Okay, I want to air that clip again this hour, and we'll do that when Paul Watson joins us in about 15 minutes. I want to play that clip from PBS again where it shows the troops laughing, machine-gunning a taxi, and then running over it with a tank because they think the guy stole three pieces of wood, you know, that were in the back of his car. That's his punishment. No judge, no jury, just, we're going to laugh and machine gun your vehicle and then run over it with a tank. And they talk about this happening, quote, during the looting. This is the official policy in these Iraqi towns. If one member of the military gets shot at, they then go in and bulldoze every date palm and every tangerine orchard. They run over the houses. I mean, they destroy just thousands of acres. They go crazy. They burn it. And all that does is make everybody hate our troops and cause them to fight that much harder. You heard the neocons on talk radio, more socialist than the Million Mommies, in reality, not in rhetoric, saying, let's nuke Fallujah. Let's kill everybody. Why, they kill four of our contractors. Because a few dozen thugs strung up charred bodies on a bridgehead, now let's kill the whole city. And I've made the point that, so if somebody, if there's a quadruple murder in your town, are the police going to punish the people that did the quadruple murder, or are they going to lay siege to the city and start cluster bombing it? Your town of 300,000. You see, this stuff doesn't make sense if you get past the emotion, look at it objectively in a historical lens, and then you can be as emotional as you want about it in your presentation. Because we're emotional beings that communicate at that level. I mean, that's what I do. So I'm a very calm person when I'm sitting in front of the computer reading, you know, 200 news articles a day. But when I get on air and force myself to then take it all in and analyze it, it's extremely painful. We're not going anywhere until we get past this fake liberal conservative system. We're going absolutely nowhere until that happens. And it needs to happen now. Break your conditioning. So again, we've got the Ithaca Journal where the troops are bragging about how they were ordered to kill the women and children. We've got the new photos of them doing things I don't even want to mention on the show that you're not seeing in our newspapers, that you're not seeing on our television. It is so painful. And we've got seven American service members reprimanded, officers reprimanded, and six of these psychopaths are facing criminal charges. That's not enough. This was done by design. They've come out and admitted that U.S. spies urged abuse of prisoners. The scandal over the U.S. military abuse of Iraqi prisoners at a notorious Baghdad prison is deepening, with new claims the possible war crimes were encouraged by American intelligence officers wanting inmates softened up for interrogation. A London newspaper has also broadened the abuse allegations to British troops. The Daily Mirror published photographs at the weekend of what it said was a tortured Iraqi man after receiving details of the alleged 8-hour beating from two British soldiers. They beat people to death, folks. And it says the claim that the sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal abuses by at least six U.S. military police were actively encouraged by intelligence officers came in a confidential military report leaked to the New York Magazine. And it was also substantiated by letters by an officer to his uncle. His uncle got mad and released the letters. The magazine also reported that when one Iraqi prisoner was so stressed by questioning, possibly by CIA officers, that he died, his body was packed in ice for a day and then taken from a jail with a mock intravenous drip in his arm to disguise his death. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah, they've had what? I forget. It's like 20 suicides at Camp X-Ray. Oh, yeah, they're committing suicide. And you see them wheeling their body from building to building, emaciated, looking like concentration camp victims with lesions all over them. The troops, you know, reporters with telephoto lenses get up in the tops of trees hundreds of yards away, and you see the guys kneeling down for days with their hands behind their backs with hoods and goggles and masks and hats and in hot clothes with their legs up underneath their knees. You try that for 5 minutes. That's how the Israelis torture. Make you kneel down, just sit there on your knees for hours and hours and hours. Very serious. But I guess it's good. Joseph Mengele was good. Adolf Hitler was good. Stalin was good. Genghis Khan was good. Nero was good. I guess if torture is good, then Jeffrey Dahmer, I mean, he was tortured people. I mean, torture is a good thing. But no, you see, now they want to tell us torture is bad and release some of these photos. Not to make America look bad and bring in the UN. But our troops will still be serving there, and your sons and daughters will be there as draftees, breathing all the depleted uranium. bunch of UN news, you name it, when we get back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
We got Paul Watson coming up, and we'll get into all the police state and the UN bizarre activities with him coming up. Just again, I haven't even gotten an inch into this 4-inch stack yet. But right now, let's go to the calls quickly. Let's talk to Ken in Mississippi. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try to squeeze this in real quick. Look, you keep talking on your show about how there's 400 cities that signed resolution condemning the USA Patriot Act.
Yeah, it's more than that now.
And I've done searches on your website, and I think there was a recent edition of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Did you hear that?
Sir, every week I probably conservatively see 5 cities and towns. I mean, it was 400 6 months ago.
Yeah, is there? I've been calling in to talk shows, telling about the existence. I don't have the actual list.
About 6 months ago, I took a couple different lists from different activist groups and combined them. It was over 400 in three states, and now another state signed on. So it's well over 400. But see, the mainstream media will only count cities, so they'll say 275 cities have signed off.
Well, on your site, what would be a good search to get that list? Is it?
The problem is that a really good search engine for our site alone would cost thousands of dollars a year. So we have just a little basic one that only goes back a few hundred articles. I would use like a Google search engine or something, but it's just hundreds and hundreds of cities. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Well, I know it'd be a lot of work, but I think...
if somebody compiles that and emails it to me, I'll spot check it and then post it.
But you say you compiled some sort of a list about 6 months ago?
Yeah, I was on some sites doing some research for a video and compiled and counted them up, yes.
Did you put an archive on your site?
Well, sir, I've been up since 5 a.m., and I was up... I got about 5 hours sleep the night before. I can't do it all. We put about 50 articles up a day. We have a Patriot Act archive. I think a lot of that is in there, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, I just wondered how I'd bring it up on your site if I was searching.
Certainly, you've heard about all these towns and cities and states throwing it out.
Yeah, I hear about it every day, but I can't find a concise list. There'll be somebody that puts up a site that's got a list.
I hear you. Well, if somebody does it, we'll post it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Paul in New York. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Hey, you know, I heard you talking a little earlier. A guy called up the Barry Lynn show, you know? Oh, man, that guy got me boiling this morning. He was talking to this lady from March, and I was immediately writing a letter to Mike Stadtmiller as the show was going on, telling him that the show was in the wrong market.
Well, Stadtmiller isn't on this network because...
Oh, well, you know what? I was listening on GCN, and it was broadcast on GCN. So I was at Michael at Midas Reports, and I thought that was Mike Stadtmiller.
No, that's it's Michael Trudeau.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael Trudeau. I'm sorry, that was who it was. And I, you know, it was.
Yeah,
about,
go ahead and give that email out again.
It's Michael at Midas Report. .com. MidasReport.com.
Yeah, what they're doing is that people who've got shows that are already syndicated that want more birds, they've got a bunch of extra birds, and so they stick them up on there. And I don't want my show to turn into to the promotion of vomitous million mom government front group that wants to disarm every single American in public statements. I mean, the whole system is a disgusting joke, and I don't want to discuss it anymore.
Well,
thanks for the call. In fact, I'll just do 50 shows that are pro-gun. My broadcast is about the torture, the open borders, the loss of liberty, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, not penny-ante liberal talk show host. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Colorado. George, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I came across an article about this global Earth monitoring agreement that was just approved in Tokyo.
Yes.
You've heard about it, GEOS?
Yes.
They've had four meetings. The fifth one's going to be soon in Brussels, where they'll finalize everything. 47 nations, I'm including yours and mine because I'm calling from Canada, have approved this. The European Union's contribution does say it will be used for security purposes as well.
I got an article where they're training Chinese troops in English to, quote, deal with overseas actions. They're training them in English and how to deal with Americans.
Surprise, surprise.
Now I'm going to cover that later.
Another little interesting tip.
Of course, I'm sure the million moms will just love that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
China's got such a good gun policy.
Well, that's helpful.
Gun control freaks have put in people like Hitler that killed tens of millions of people.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned him. I try to look for where some of these old war criminals end up and their offspring, because they still have a lot of power and influence in the world. What I've been looking for is Martin Adolf Bormann. That's Bormann's son, Hitler's godson. He's going to be speaking in Stockholm next week at, of all places, a Holocaust convention.
Well, Hitler's brother and sister's family lives in Long Island.
Oh, Patrick Hitler's offspring.
Yeah. But, hey, maybe we can resurrect Hitler, give him a job over the million moms. They all agree with each other on gun control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seed. After year, call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
You know, I'm on the Atkins diet. I did it a few months ago and lost like 20 pounds and gained it all back, so I'm back on it. So I got these breakfast tacos I could eat for lunch, and then I just eat the cheese and eggs out of it, but not the tortilla. I was putting Tabasco on it and got it in my eye. And let me tell you, during the break, that is always very enjoyable. So I'll try to read and cover the news here until this stops, and I guess I can't get up and run to the bathroom right now. That actually feels pretty good in a strange way. Kind of woke me up even more. So I guess that's all right. We're about to go to Paul Joseph Watson. He'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast. Then we'll go to Diane, Mary, John, Jason, Bruce, and many others that are joining us. But I also want to re-air this clip of the troops machine gunning vehicle running over it with a tank because they think they might have stolen some pieces of firewood. This is how we win the hearts and minds. And I want to get into China shows off UN peacekeeping school. The English lesson is titled Disturbance, and the students are equally unusual. 38 police officers training to become UN peacekeepers and join China's effort to expand its diplomatic role on the world stage. In a classroom at a police academy south of Beijing, the students prepare to fight crime. The war on terror is to fight crime in troubled areas abroad by reading a mock burglary investigation. Now, 2 years ago, they hired General Primakov, the former head of the KGB, to help set up Homeland Security. That's the Associated Press, folks. About 2 months ago, News 8 here locally showed the swearing-in of a bunch of Austin and Travis County deputies to, quote, go under U.N. control as federal deputies to go overseas and make arrests of criminals. And, of course, foreign troops, police will be coming here as well. And it gets into what they're setting up and how they're training them to do that. So this is very scary stuff. Also, U.N. tries to censor book exposing wild sex and drug parties. Selective Service, ICE women's draft proposal would also require registration of critical skills. Ladies, get ready. They're setting up the draft boards. Also, UN tries to move into Iraq, and Bush just thinks it's great. Bilderberg Conference 2004, some of the new developments there. Annan responds to Iraq corruption charges. That's just some of what's coming up. But first off, Paul Joseph Watson joins us at least once a week, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. We also have Infowars.com. And, Paul, it's good to have you on the broadcast with us.
Good to be on again, Alex.
Before we get into some of the news and then quickly to the calls, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, we just launched it 10 days ago. We've already got over 500 subscribers. It's only 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. We've just posted Alex's weekly report, which is basically a mini documentary in itself, full of, you know, video and et cetera that Alex analyzes. We've got every single audio interview from the Alex Jones Show, special reports, obviously breaking news. Half of it does remain free, and the other half is paid membership, so we can afford all the bandwidth. So it's basically $5.95 a month, dial-up options, everything's covered there. So go and sign up today, as, you know, 500-plus people already have.
All right, again, PrisonPlanet.tv, and my new report is broken up into two parts. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long. I cover a wide range of topics, the torture, Bush's stage press conferences, Bush and 9/11. We get into just a whole host of issues. And some weeks you're going to have two TV reports uploaded there. That'll be 2 hours. Other weeks it'll be 1 hour. This week it's an hour and 20 minutes. Some of our better audio interviews, guests, you name it, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, then I would briefly tell folks that, Paul, you've written Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, and a lot of the proceeds of that go to you as well. I've had to hire more employees, add more servers, and we're trying to hire somebody else right now. We're trying to get another server. We need your support because I just looked at the numbers, and we couldn't continue if we didn't do this. But people need to get Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. It is a premier book, 320 pages long, full of photos, diagrams, news articles, documents. How do people get Order Out of Chaos? And number one, why should they get it?
They should get it because it's completely exhaustively documented, 320 pages, but hundreds of sources for every chapter. We get into the fake terror alerts, the cutting-edge information on 9/11, which is only coming out now, but I actually reported on some of it, you know, 18 months ago, 2 years ago, and it's available at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com.
That's right. It's a great book. You need to have it. Also, my videos on 9/11 and other government-sponsored terror events. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. I carry Eric Hufschmidt's book in video. Just amazing on 9/11, Painful Questions, Painful Deceptions. We've now got Jews, the Preservation of Firearms video, Innocence Betrayed. It is the most professional video I have ever seen, a pro-gun video. They'll tell you about the Nazi slash thug origins of gun control and how it's the one wish of this government to disarm us with all of their minions. Very important video we're now carrying, Innocence Betrayed. You get three free comic books that are pro-gun to deprogram your children and others. A lot of adults need to read these comic books and get the common sense, because that's the level of intelligence they're at. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. or at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, make the call, order online today. Okay, I want to just blitz through some news, and I promise we'll go to these loaded phones. But, Paul, I want to play this clip of PBS, and now this is the official policy. You've all heard, if you do anything wrong, they bulldoze your car, your house, your fields, you know, 100, 500-year-old fields, you know, 200-year-old trees, just devastating things. And they knew by design this would cause more resistance. So it's now admitted, this is back from the looting, but it's admitted this is now the official policy, and this is a form of torture to take people's livelihood, to destroy what they've got, to do this, and it's only going to get more of our troops killed. Any comments before we play this clip, Paul?
Well, yeah, it's off a PBS documentary, and it just emphasizes the fact that we've been reporting on the myths of liberation for months, whereby the people that are actually in these kind of torture camps with the photos that have just been released, this is why they're taken there, you know, selling alcohol on the streets, children stealing biscuits and stealing a few planks of wood. So this is why they get taken to these camps, you know, hooded in the first
place. Now, that's
place.
Not our opinion. A year ago, or almost a year ago, it was about 10 months ago, AP article, AP photos, like it was good. It showed trucks full of men with hoods on their heads. You ought to find that article and repost it. And it said they're going because they were caught selling tangerines, beer, and other items without the Halliburton bracelet with an RFID. If you're in Baghdad, you've got to be licensed. Under Saddam, you didn't have to. So, boy, we're really bringing freedom, aren't we?
Well, yeah, they go in and raid whole villages, take out all the men who own rifles, hood them, and take them to these camps. So, on another level, it's also gun confiscation. Anyone who owns a rifle is also taken to
these camps. Well, I'm sure the million moms agree with that.
Well, yeah, it's a good thing, support the troops.
Yeah, it's you know, we haven't been talking enough about the gun grabbers. We're going to be doing that a lot more. Let's go ahead and get a few of these calls out of the way after we play this clip, then I'll get into the news. But here is that clip from PBS. Go ahead and hit it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. Okay, that's what he needs to be doing. Not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
They shoot the vehicle up first. Crush the vehicle with the tank. There were several sticks in the back. Of wood. These guys will be police officers here soon.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, "I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood."
Now, see, that's why they released the torture photos, because they think all this is normal. They've been told, do it. So Superior says, run over people's cars, burn their houses, arrest all the men down to age 10. This is freedom, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the point to emphasize, is that they've been ordered to do it by, and like with the torture photos, they've been ordered to do it by the commanding intelligence officers, which is why they saw nothing wrong, you know, in running over this car or in taking these torture photos.
And this is how you get a Nazi Germany or a Soviet Russia. Hitler and his people said, do this for the Reich, for the homeland, do it, and they did it, and they felt good. They felt, you know, very good with themselves, and it actually made them very cohesive, and they had a very tight brotherhood in the SS. Because when you're knee-deep in blood and guts of dead people and torturing people, you know, it's a good thing to them.
But just to throw in another caveat, the response from the neocons on the talk shows has been predictable, because they are now saying that the U.S. soldiers, most of your listeners will remember, who were taken hostage and killed by Iraqi Republican Guard a week or two after the war started last year, and we all saw the photos with the, you know, the bullets through their heads and their clothes removed, Well, the neocons are now saying that the Iraqis who are shown in those torture photos released a few days ago are the same Iraqis who did that to US troops. Now, first of all, as we've just spoken about, they normally take the most brutal of Saddam's former henchmen and, you know, give them the governmental or policing jobs. As we just talked about, the ones who were actually hooded and taken to these camps are the ones who sell alcohol on the streets. But again, it's doublethink. It's bad when the Iraqis torture, rape, and murder, but it's okay when we do it.
Yeah, even if that was true, which obviously it's not, and they just shot the guy's car up and ran over it for wood and said so, but when there's heat on it, well, maybe he hurt one of our troops. I mean, this is the... Yeah, I've heard some of them saying this is good. You know, well, really, the photos of what they're doing with the women that we won't mention, is that good too?
Well, yeah, there are actually even worse photos that have been published aside from those that have been, you know, out over the last few days with the electrical torture and the putting these men in these homosexual positions. We debated posting those because we couldn't confirm, you know, where they were taken, what kind of uniforms these troops are actually wearing. But from the reports that we get, and in fact from the leaked military intelligence report, which the New Yorker reported on, it is 10 times worse than what we've seen. They've actually beaten these Iraqis to death.
Now, we have those photos, you know.
Packed them in ice and then wheeled them out with intravenous drips to still pretend that, you know, they're still alive. So the reports that have come out after the pictures came out discuss, you know, worst-case scenarios.
Oh, my goodness. And it's bad when they do it, good when we do it. Well, by the way, Saddam did do some of that stuff. He was trained by our government. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Diane in Kansas. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
First, I'd like to say congratulations on being on the George Norrie show. You did a great job.
Well, great. Have you heard George's show since then? Was he happy with it?
Yes, he was very happy with it, and so were a lot of the callers.
Oh, so you've heard George talk about it?
Yes.
Well, good. Then I'll probably be back on then.
Well, that would be great. The reason why I'm calling is, I'm a military wife. My husband's in the United States Air Force. I have to pause for a second because I'm not very happy with what's going on regarding the abuse of the Iraqi prisoners. I think it's detestable, and I hope that the people that did this will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The problem is the people that will be doing the prosecuting are the ones that gave them the orders to do it.
I know. But see, the thing is the principal reason why I'm calling is because I want to remind your listeners that it's not representative of all of our U.S. military personnel.
Oh, we've made that point. This is our government hired jail guards, paid them bonuses to get them to enlist, brought them over there, and told them to do this.
Yeah.
That's why they're standing out in the middle of the jail doing it with, you know, the people all around, you know, releasing the photos. They think all this is normal.
Yeah.
But, of course, your husband in the Air Force isn't even probably assigned to something like this. So.
No, but the problem is that people will look at him and other...
And that's part of the plan to make America look bad, and the UN comes in as the savior, stops bulldozing cars, and the people will accept them as the good guys when they're not the good guys.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated. Paul, I said before the war all this was going to happen. It's not hard to figure out their playbook.
Well, no, it's to stir up resentment amongst the Arabs. Luckily enough, CBS were going to go ahead and release these photos, you know, 2 weeks before they did, which is when all the Fallujah debacle was going on. Someone actually made the right decision to, you know, withhold them for 2 weeks, because if they'd have released them during that period, then the response from the Arabs after they stir up all this hatred would have been even more gigantic.
But you got to look at that through another lens, Paul. That means that they were wanting to wait till a lull to let this have maximum effect, and not just weeks. They've had this stuff for years.
Alex?
Yes.
I'd like to just make one other point, please.
Sure.
Yes. This is in regards to the immigration problems that we're experiencing in this country.
Yes.
My family is from El Salvador. I can tell you, I'm proud to be an American of Hispanic descent, that this is a disaster in the making in regards to the influx of illegal immigrants coming into this country.
Because what happens is they come in to work $2 an hour, but then their children want full wages, and so they won't work for it. So the government brings in another wave of people, And the whole third world's coming this way, and it's a World Bank plan to destroy our wages.
And it's not just only that. I'm thinking about in terms of there's such a large inflow of people that how are they going to become educated so that they do not continually be this subservient working class?
Well, that's what Rome did. They brought in slaves, and that's what's happening here, and that's the plan. And they won't be educated, they will be ignorant of the facts, and they will vote for gun control, they will vote for socialism,
yeah.
And that's the stated... Look, you've hit the nail on the head, you've intuitively come up with what the actual battle plan is, Paul.
Well, exactly. It's balkanization. In Britain, Tony Blair's telling us to take a national ID card, while at the same time he's in secret negotiations with all these third world, you know, dictators, organizing the safe passage of all these illegals, you know, behind the smokescreen of any kind of law, while at the same time saying that illegal immigration's on the rise all the time and we need to take a national ID card because of it. They create the problem.
That's it. Diane, thanks for the call, and I appreciate your husband's service, and we hope if he's there on the ground, you better get his blood test when he gets back to you for the uranium. Mary, John, Jason, we'll get to your calls quickly right after this break. Then we'll start the third hour and plunge into all the other news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Men and women,
burning ring of fire.
You're not just going to have to register for the draft, men. You're also going to have to give them all this data about your skills and what you do for the draft, and they're about to make the women do it, getting you ready, getting the draft board set up. Now we can send our daughters off to these hellish situations. You know, Paul Watson, from the torture photos, the ones where the women are there making fun of the naked men and doing other things I'm not going to mention, that is so humiliating. And it just, and you know they're going to be in uniform here on the streets real soon pulling our families over, Paul.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, the response has been basically those six individuals, those reservists, should be dismissed. But that's not the case. It's a steam valve operation. They're trying to relegate responsibility of it down to these few people when it's the fact that the military intelligence officers commanded them to do this. So both those commanders and the reservists that carried the...
Yeah, the reservists should get a couple of years in prison, in a military prison busting rocks, and their commanders should get life in prison.
Well, yeah, it's a war crime.
Yeah, they should... I mean, of course, and the UN will run around and do it, and that'll legitimize the UN. We need to have Congress call for federal indictments, and of course it'll go right back to Rumsfeld. He's been on TV calling for torturing people.
Well, yeah, it's good to support the troops.
Imagine if we had the resources with all these tapes and stuff we've got to put Rumsfeld up there saying torture's good and show all this. I mean, he's guilty. He's guilty. School of America's has been training the world out of torture for 50 years, Paul.
Well, yet so has World Vision in the Third World, which is why you get people like, you know, Mark David Chapman and all these damn mind control assassination people. They've got several different... I mean, Venezuela just came out and I think they pulled out of the School of the Americas because they came out and said, you know, we found out that it's basically a torture camp to train people how to torture, and they publicly withdrew from it.
Also how to blow stuff up and blame it on your enemies. They do a lot of that there. I remember this Associated Press article out of Alabama back in like 1998. It's somewhere in a giant file. I mean, I've got storage buildings full of this stuff. And it said that the black helicopters should fly over. There's explosions. They watch the Arab men drive in on school buses. They're being trained how to be terrorists, the government says. I mean, right out in plain view, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Mary in Oregon. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, you're talking about torture, and I've been through this situation. I'm kind of nervous being on the air, but partly because I've got this emotional disorder that was caused by something that happened to me that the government did to me. I'm kind of wanting your perspective and/or advice, if you have any, about what to do about this. It's kind of a big long thing, but I'll try to make it as brief as possible. What happened was in Oregon about 10 years ago. I was on welfare. I had four kids, and I was on welfare because there was the father didn't want to help me take care of them. And it's a long story, but anyway, I got involved with this man. I made a mistake. I admit that. Anyway, make a long
story. Just boil it down. What happened to you, ma'am?
Well, basically, the state got involved, and they were concerned about this relationship I had with this violent man who was threatening me and all this other stuff. Well, anyway, make a long story short. One day, the police came to my house. The door was open because my kids were playing outside, and they just came inside. They arrested me, and they put me in a police car, and they took my children away from me. And I don't know if I can get through this without crying, but anyway, they took my kids. They put them in foster homes. They put them in all in one home. Then they divided them up. They put the oldest two in another home. Then one was in like 15 different foster homes by the time it was over with or whatever, and then he ended up in correctional facilities.
Well, that's the plan. I mean, most of the children go into the prison system. They also put toddlers on Prozac and Ritalin.
Yeah, they put my children on drugs, and I protested it in writing and everything, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, statistically, it's the most dangerous place to be for a child is with the government. That's the government's own numbers.
Yeah, they... And
ma'am,
they,
I'm sorry. I mean, this is how it's set up. And it's I mean, you know, they've got 1.5 million children right now. They want even more. It's a Soviet model, and God bless you. Yeah, that's torture, what they did to you. We'll be back with the third hour. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.